I was very inspired by the words of Jugal Kishore Prabhu, telling us what some hint of what our Srila Prabhupada came to give us. One thing that Srila Prabhupada gave us were the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And today, we see particularly one of those songs from the page coming to life. That is, he writes, "Oh, my Lord Hari, Srila Rupa Goswami has now appeared in the form of the spiritual master, Sri Rupa Gosai, Sri Guru Rupete, Rupa Goswami himself, who is Sri Rupa Manjari, has appeared before us now in the form of the spiritual master. Shiksha Dile Modakani." And he gave us the following instructions. That is, Sri Rupa Goswami himself gave us these instructions in the form of the spiritual master. Jana Mora Katha, please try to understand my words. Who should understand? Namera Kangala. You know what Kangala is? You've seen in the streets, particularly in New York, the beggars, and they're like this, give me something, give me something. That's Kangala. And Namera Kangala means those who are begging for the gift of the holy name. Eka kiya mara nahi paya bala harinama sankirtana. O Gurudev, I have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna. Give me just one drop of your mercy so that I can taste the great treasure of the holy name. So jana mara katha, try to understand my words, O you who are begging for the gift of the holy name. Rati Pavo Namagani. And then you'll be able to taste the nectar essence of the holy name. And what is that instruction? Tanavarupa Charitani Sukirtananu. The rest of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is how Sri Rupa Goswami, in the form of the spiritual master, teaches us how to chant the holy names by remembering the pastimes of each name, and what names to chant, those names who are the fulfillment of our soul's aspiration. Gopi Bhartu, Parakambalayo, Dasa Dasa Anudasa. So, things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. If A equals B and B equals C, then A also equals C. So the spiritual master is a manifestation of Rupa Goswami, or a manifestation of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote that song, he naturally is also a manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami. He's also Guru. And we know that he's a manifestation of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So that means Gurudev is also a manifestation of Gadadhar Pandit. He's manifestation of Baladev, his manifestation of Nityananda, who are both Akhanda Guru Tattva, the complete Guru. And Shiksha Guru Keto Jani, Krishna Swarup. He's the personality of Krishna himself. And he's the form of Krishna himself manifested to give us these divine instructions and to make these instructions a reality in our heart. So we're so fortunate to have Sri Rupa Goswami manifest here on the couch of Sri Rupa Goswami.
I want that of Sri Brajvallabha Prabhu to speak towards very qualified and senior Vaishnav.
Very unqualified in all ways. Omakyana Timaram Nishara Gandhana Sarakaya Chaksuram Nitamina Tasmai Sivarabe Namah. Egaro Karuna Koro Vaishnava Gosai, Atita Pavana Toma Bine Kehona. We are reliant at all times on the mercy of our beloved spiritual masters. All we have to do is empty ourselves of all other things and simply make ourselves available. All these troublesome anattas and so many unnecessary baggage that we carry in our hearts, we just have to let them go and simply joyfully associate with the Vaishnavas and Gurudev. And so many wonderful transformations will take place. There is so much potential within the heart of all the devotees. And by coming into contact with the spiritual master, and all so many glorious things will come out. Then we just don't have to quarrel anymore with the reactions of our karma. We just accept that, and we should concentrate, we should collect all our energies, concentrate with all our might in this particular line that our Gurudev wants us to travel in, and then all good fortune will come out. We don't have to worry about so many problems in our journey. We don't have to worry about collecting vast oceans of knowledge, because that will all flood in. If a particle of dust from our spiritual master's feet touches our head, or a ray of the effulgence of these lotus toes pierces our heart, then everything will be provided. We don't have to worry about any of that. So, I'm here today only to get a particle of dust on my head so that my worthless life can become illuminated. Jai. I'm a qualified tribune, as some of the devotees here. I'm a very new person. And though I do know many of the devotees here, I've had the good fortune of their association in the past, and many of them are me. I'm very pleased to see that the devotees have found a great shelter. After the physical passing away of Mr. Van Brey's practical and his family qualified, we never expected any problem, but it seems that many, many many difficulties have arisen in association with devotees. So I'm still a newcomer and I'm still feeling my way around these parts. So I hope the devotees will forgive me and any offences I may commit. And of course, I haven't met his divine grace, but I've just found in my marriage before. So I'm avoiding spiritual life. I'm hiding, so and I'm resisting. But hopefully somehow have another flood of Krishna consciousness, I may be swept along and get some particle of mercy. So please forgive me for those in the Maharaj Hare Krishna.
Pardon me, because I cannot speak so much on of Dhyana of me.
Om Dhyanit Varangasya Ganantana Vishwataya Chakshu Vritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gavinda. So the devotees have all spoken very eloquently, describing our good fortune of having the association of Srila Gurudev. And Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, he was very humbly stating how he's avoiding spiritual life, how he's resisting. But we see that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he's coming to this material world. It's stated, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivadoya Koi, so Pashalas Suedam Saha Avatoi, that he's so merciful that he comes into this material world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivadoya Koi, to give mercy. But he not only comes himself, but he comes with his associates, his eternal associates, Swapashad Suyadam Saha Avatoi. And even though we may be resisting, which I definitely am, and maybe some of us are also doing, we may be going in the other direction, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and his associates also so very merciful, that they come out of their way, and they come with this nectarian love, and they shower it upon us, even despite our resistance. And this love is so thick, it's so sweet, and it flows like nectar without stop, that though we're resisting, it's practically impossible to resist. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, that they have so much love, so much compassion, that despite all the anattas, the dirty things which are within the heart, all the gook that comes out, but still their mercy is unrelenting and it just keeps on flowing sweetly, very mercifully, and it just creates, it breaks down the wall of resistance. I have been traveling with Gurudev now for 3, going on 4 years, and I'm always so amazed how he is unlimitedly compassionate in all situations. So, just as Bhaktivinoda Prabhu was saying, that really we don't have to worry so much about so many things. I know myself, I'm always on the mental platform. For instance, I'm always going to pray for Gurudev Prabhu and say, what about this and what about that? What about this and what about that? And you just tell me you're just on the mental platform. So we have to give up all these things. And we just have to place ourselves at that divine lotus feet of those personalities who are carrying that love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and have faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is our best friend, he is our ever-well-wisher, and that those personalities who are carrying his love are similarly our best friends and our ever-well-wishers, and that just by placing ourselves at their lotus feet, that everything will be taken care of, that we have nothing to worry about. It's stated that one who is very fortunate to come in contact with sadhu, real sadhu, one who is on the transcendental platform, where Vrindavan is situated within his heart, and Srimati Radhika and Krishna are playing very blissfully in the lotus of his heart, that one who comes in contact with such sadhu, that one's material existence is coming to an end. So to make that end of our material existence come very, very quickly, then we just have to open our hearts to the Harikatha and let Krishna in the form of Harikatha come in and groom all the anattas. And in this way, we can please Srila Gurudev. This is the service he wants from us, that we take these precious things that he's giving, according to our adhikar, according to our level, we take it into our hearts and we apply it. And in this way, he can take us and offer us to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna.
First of all, I know that by the mercy of my Diksha Guru, Yitta Lila Aparishkama Vishnu Pāt, Astu Parsasana Bhakti Parityāna Kishavishkama. And my Siksha Guru, my friend, so many relations, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Only by their mercy, I am coming. I am not coming, but they are inspiring me to read, go everywhere and preach their mission. I know that I am a dry straw. No qualification, as they glorified me. I'm not so much high class of Rame Pasana. I have no bhakti. But I know the Messiah, my Guru, my Shiksha Guru, Sri Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta Sangha. Their mercy is making me to go here and there to preach their missions. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, I have read that Sadhu Sangha is the root of all success, all bhakti, everything. So if there is no good association, anyone cannot attend love to Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. In this world, very rare persons, they are somewhat anxious to have bhakti to Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Very rare. But I know